Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Angelo Cerbi, Fred Film Radio from the Venice Festival, here with Michael Ajao from the film Last Night in Soho. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, what a trip your film, is it?
Yeah, I'll be honest with you, I haven't seen it. It's the first time.
You haven't seen it yet?
I'm going to see it.
So I saw it before you did.
You saw it before I did, so I have no idea.
I'm not going to spoil anything for you.
Yeah, no spoilers.
But it's a huge fun ride that turns into a huge, terrific ride, terrible ride.
Yeah.
Till the very end.
Yeah.
How was it to be in a movie that was so physical as well? I mean, it's not just acting, it's running, jumping,
because, you know, as you know, Edgar loves to take you guys on a roller coaster.
Oh, yeah,
he likes to make sure like the tempo of the film is great, really. So even when I was like in the editing room, bits were taken out that maybe you haven't seen, but I know it's all intentional. Mm-hmm. And even working with Thomas in doing the choreography of dancing and running, by the end of it, it's like we know each other. By the end of it, you really believe that John and Ellie are an item.
So, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And there is this, your character is really fascinating, is in awe of this young girl.
Yes.
But he doesn't know how to tell it, how to behave. Well, he knows, but it's a bit, comfortable.
You know, when you're a guy and you like a girl, but, you know, you feel like she's out of your league.
Mm-hmm.
That's what that is.
That's what that
is. Yeah, exactly.
But actually, your character is really he takes care of her. He cares about her. He's
absolutely
like his guardian angel.
Absolutely.
Until the very end, that we are not spoiling.
Yeah.
Do you think it was that your character was a romantic guy? That your part of the film is a romantic part of the film?
I would definitely say, like, he's the love interest, but I feel like he is the person who is closest to the audience in terms of what the audience feels,
mm-hmm.
John feels, because, as you know, he's not from that world.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very important that when everybody is feeling like, what's wrong with this girl, he's the one that is maybe has a background of believing in stuff that might be supernatural, because he has like African heritage, so he would have known. Like, I think there's a line in there where he says his auntie believes in all kinds of weird stuff.
Weird stuff, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
So, because of that, he is more likely to take an interest into. Hang on, are you having episodes? What is this, you know? So I feel like for John, he definitely has empathy.
Has empathy, yes. We know more than he does.
Yeah, definitely.
The audience, we know more, but he is our, you're right, he's our, like,
the naive.
Arm inside of the film.
Yeah.
Did you know anything about the swing in London the 60s?
No, I didn't know much about the 60s. I knew about the fashion. I knew, Bob Dylan and all those type of people.
Yeah.
I knew how, like, you know, influential London was.
Yeah.
But in terms of the more darker secrets, you know, the private members clubs, you know, the cool girls, didn't really know. But Edgar was lovely, because once I got the role, he basically sent me his mind, you know. Thousands of films, documentaries about the 60s, the private clubs,
mm-hmm.
when people like Terrence and Diana were probably like at the height and the peak of being, you know, the coolest in Soho.
Yeah.
And I learned so much, man.
So you have like the luck to meet Diana Rigg.
Yeah. I actually have a funny story. I love my music. Mm-hmm. I was playing my music really loud, and she knocks on my door and she goes, "Would you kindly turn my music down?" I was like, "Oh, sorry."
Sorry.
Yeah, she was lovely, man, honestly. And she'll be with us in spirit as
well.
Yeah,
absolutely.
She'll be here, man.
And it's really nice that the film is dedicated to her.
Beginning. Absolutely.
Well, thanks a lot. Thanks a lot for being with us. Thanks for my catch out from the film Last Night in Soho.
Yes.
I'm Angelo Cerbi from Fred the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.